Central Peninsula Hospital, since its onset, has been interested in keeping people healthy so that they don't have to come in and have something serious taken care of. And a few years ago, the lactate technician here at CPH came up with the idea of a women's fair. I'm talking with Karina today, who is an OB-certified nursing assistant, and the fair seems more popular than ever. You've got vendors here from just about every walk of healthcare for ladies.
Yeah, so we are gearing this fair towards women and baby, women of all generations. This year, we've had over 30 vendors sign up. We've had an uptick in people that have signed up for labs, too. We have great discounts for labs. So we're really excited. Marketing is amazing. They know what they're doing, and they've really helped get our word out here about our fair.
Well, and that word seems to be, and this seems to be a symbol of that, is that if you take care of yourself, if you have the testing, don't wait till a symptom and then go see a doctor, but stay on top of your health care, and then you won't have to have that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and our community has a lot to offer in health, and that's my favorite thing about this fair is having everyone come together and celebrate. There's a lot of great giveaways to get ahead of things, take care of ourselves.
Women and their babies, and seeing so many of them makes you really positive and happy about the future. So this must be a real good thing that everybody enjoys at the hospital.
Oh, yes. We love it. It's a blessing.
Now, there are also certain tests that can be had here that are reduced cost, so that it's also monetarily cost savings for women?
Yes, there's a list of the labs available today on our website. They're also giving away, I believe, a mammogram today, one of those screening tools, and they have a booth here as well.
Now, on a year-round basis, women who didn't come to the fair but have heard about it and thought maybe they should be taking a closer look at their own health care, what's there on a year-round basis for them to get information and kind of understand where they should go and what awareness they should have?
I think primary care is really important, and finding a primary care provider that you trust is invaluable.
And having the healthcare facility located right here at the Central Peninsula Hospital, you don't have to think about going to Anchorage or Seattle, because we have some of the primary care right here available.
Absolutely, yeah. The hospital employs a lot of primary care providers, and we do have, you know, some that do private practice as well that are wonderful.
What got you first interested in being a certified nursing assistant?
Oh, I have always been interested in people and helping people since I was young. I've landed in OB, and I just absolutely love my job and the people that I work with and serving this community that I've grown up in. It means a lot to me.
Kind of like a very large family experience, isn't it?
Yeah. I always say you never know who you're going to be taking care of. It could be your neighbor or your neighbor's auntie or uncle, and that means a lot to me because I have a big family all from here, and I'd like them to get the best care. So I try to just think of that as I go into a family.
And you get to be around the babies.
Oh, yes. The babies are a plus.
And for people who come visiting and think that they're in the wilderness way out in Alaska, you've got things available here that you might not even have where you come from. So check things out. Check out the website and come by and meet our family at Central Peninsula Hospital. I'm Merle Sikorski with Karina, the Certified Nursing Assistant, OBGYN. And I'm Merle Sikorski. I already said that, didn't I? Returning you to that baby bombing sound of KSRM.